Hi, this is Michael Bates, and you are listening to A Noise from the Deep, the Greenleaf Music Podcast. This is a very special episode. Dave talks about the 12th season of the Font Festival, the Festival of New Trumpet Music. He was the co-founder of this New York-based trumpet festival and is still the director. He spoke to Brandon Peckman of WNYU about this year's events, and we've dubbed in quite a bit of great brass music. Font comes around every September, and it's a grassroots musician-run festival. Lots of great shows, and there's a full program at www.fontmusic.org. And all the music played here is credited at the show page at greenleafmusic.com. So we have music from the American Brass Quintet, Kneebody, The Westerlies, Nadia Nordhaus, Jacob Garchik, the No BS Brass Band, Roy Campbell, and a ton more. So enjoy this special festival roundup edition of the Greenleaf Music Podcast, and thanks for listening. So about this podcast, I would be remiss if I did not urge you to rate and review us on iTunes. It's what all the great podcasts do. And as you know, this is free. We do it because we enjoy it, but we want other people to hear it. So please help us spread the word, and you can email us at podcast@greenleafmusic.com. That's P-O-D-C-A-S-T, even though spell correct tells you it should be podcasts. So did you like Mary Halverson, John Zorn, Mark Turner, Henry Threadgill? Are you the person who asked us to get Kenny G? Do you listen to us while you're out fishing? So send us a note, write us a witty review, and tell us what you'd like to hear. Okay, so here is the podcast interview about the Trumpet Festival. It starts September 17th, goes until September 28th, and Dave is very, very dedicated to these events, as you might guess. He has told me he is going to attend every one of them this year. I think he repeats it in the interview, too. Oh, no? Oh, okay. Well, thanks for listening.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Brandon.
You know what time of year it is?
What?
Well, we're just about getting ready for the Festival of New Trumpet Music.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, we are. And, you know, we do it in September every year now, so it always coincides with people coming back to school and, you know, new beginnings and the fall setting in. It's nice.
I think it even intersects with Rosh Hashanah here, too, so the new year.
We're always kind of careful not to schedule our biggest shows right, you know, on Rosh or Yom. Oh,
that's very considerate. So this is happening from September 17th through the 28th all over the city.
Yeah.
I think you have like six or seven different venues. A lot of musicians coming out. I remember last year we did a short piece on this too, and we talked about the festival and how it started. And just to recap, you came up with the idea when you were at Tonic and scribbled it on a napkin one day.
The legend travels. Yeah, I was at Tonic with Roy Campbell Jr., and Tonic had asked me to program a month of shows. And so it was 16 nights, and there were two sets a night. And I said, okay, let's have a different trumpet player, composer, band leader, trumpet event in each set. So Roy and I sat down to make a list of who we would invite and, you know, thinking, wow, how are we going to think of 32 great cutting edge trumpet players? And it was like before we knew it, the list was well over 50. Mm. And it was clear we wouldn't even be able to fit everyone on. So we did it. And then after it was over, a lot of people were asking both of us, okay, you know, what's happening next year? Can I play next year? And we're like, what do you mean next year? And then we decided, okay, this is a thing that needs to happen. At that time, it was in August, and we did a few seasons in August. And then a great contemporary classical trumpet player named John Nelson came in and came into the organization to help me and Roy. And he also helped us set up our nonprofit charity status. So it is a nonprofit. We're all volunteers. You know, it's a charity that I can really believe in donating to every year. And a lot of people donate to it and were able to raise funds to make things happen. I think we became nonprofit around 2005 or 2006. And then since that time, we've had Taylor Ho Bynum involved in the organization, Rich Johnson, Douglas Dietrich, Errol Tamerman, Aaron Schrag came in last year, and also Stephanie Richards, who's now the vice president of the organization, also a wonderful trumpet player, as are they all. And the board has been, over the years, Roy Campbell and Laurie Frink and Ted Daniel and Wilmer Wise and Richard Kessler, who's now at Manus New School, Richard Lloyd, who works at the Brooklyn Bridge Park Conservancy. You know, a very disparate group of people, and it's a very homegrown festival. It's really, you know, I'm the director, and I'm the one who kind of makes sure that it happens every year. But for me, it's all about what do trumpet players think is interesting and important, and what should we present? And the mission is to support emerging trumpet players and celebrate creative pioneers. So there's educational events every year in various ways. This year, Jesse Newman is leading a program at the Brooklyn Children's Museum. It's during the day on September 21st. I should say the full schedule is on our website, which is fontmusic.org, F-O-N-T music.org. I suspect that if you just Googled Festival of New Trumpet Music, you would find your way to us.
And this is the one and only. This is for emerging musicians. You know, this is to give them an outlet, an experience, and also, I think, to build community, and not just among trumpet players, but also people who enjoy trumpet music or people who just enjoy music in general.
Yeah, we're definitely, we don't focus on any one particular style. I think a lot of us are associated with jazz, but for example, this year, we have an award of recognition that we've been giving out for the past 5 or 6 years. And the recipients have been Wadada Leo Smith and Bobby Bradford, Laurie Frink, who was my teacher, Kenny Wheeler, Wilmer Wise. So this year we're celebrating Raymond Mays, who for many years was the leader of the American Brass Quintet. I'm not sure the exact number of years, but we're celebrating Ray and the American Brass Quintet, which is still going strong, commissioning works. They'll be involved in playing a work by John Zorn that's brand new, the world premiere, and also Gunther Schuller and a few other composers. And that's at the Manus Auditorium on September 26th. On September 28th, the final day of the festival, we'll be giving the award to Raymond Mays at St. Peter's Church, where there'll be a panel discussion about brass music in the 21st century. And as part of the Vespers service at the church, the American Brass Quintet will play Raymond Mays' editions of Renaissance-era brass music. Which is very special, unique performance and wonderful music.
Thank you.
You like churches as a venue. You've played quite a few over your career. Is there something about the space
like synagogues
or church
too,
music?
You know, I like, if we could play at the Hagia Sophia, I would probably play there too. I don't think they would let us.
Talk to Mark.
Yeah.
And Hagia Sophia or Smoke, wherever it is, you talk about all of these
Smoke
different...
Smoke is a church, I guess.
Well, Church of Jazz, maybe.
Yeah.
But there's all these different locations. So you have the one, the Raymond Mays piece that's at the theater, or you'll have smaller groups at Smoke or at different places over the city. I remember last year you did something at Roulette. It was like a Henry Brandt 50 trumpets.
It was actually... Oh boy, I can't remember. It was supposed to be 57 trumpets, and then we erred on the side of being safe, and we ended up with something like 62 trumpets. Because we were sure, you know, some people would just not show up at the last minute.
Right.
So we had more than enough, and it was great. And I didn't play, I just listened.
Well, obviously you're running around, and besides listening, you're running around and, you know, working on your own bands, your own material, touring. You don't have time to... be at every single show and pick every single musician. So you do have the board of the directors, but also at the different venues, do you have people who are in charge of each space and each room?
Well, for the last few years, Jeremy Pelt has been curating a series of emerging jazz players. And this year, the festival opens with two nights at Smoke Jazz Club. And there's eight different players chosen by Jeremy Pelt to appear in this showcase or concert or whatever you want to call it. And I think it's, I've become aware of a lot of players I didn't know about from seeing these things that Jeremy puts together. We have various curators every year that do different things. I try to keep my ear to the ground. I actually, you know, I live a little bit outside the city, so it takes me some time to get home at night. And I'm usually, by the time the shows are over, I'm thinking about, okay, I got to get on the road and get home. I'm going to stay in the city.
Okay.
So I can go to every concert and hear every note. And I'm looking forward to it.
Well, now that this podcast is out there, you know, there's going to be someone at every single show looking for you. And
I hope so.
They're going to tally up, see if Dave is here.
I hope people will come and say hello and chat and... you know, it's not just about jazz. It's not even just about the trumpet. It's about music.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, like I said, it's a nonprofit. It's a charity. We rely on charitable donations. And I hope that people will support it. I think it's something that I do and I've been involved in for 12 years now. But I don't feel proprietary about it. You know, it's not a Dave Douglas festival. Mm. I try to make it as much about all the people involved as I can. Aaron, who I mentioned, who's on our board, is also a member of the Village Zendo Zen Center in Soho, and they've started presenting concerts. So September 19th, there's a multimedia concert involving Aaron and Tim Higgins playing to a silent film, and I'll be there.
You will?
And you, you'll have to come in and take your shoes off. And yeah, it's a great space for music.
Yeah.
You know, last year I heard Natsuke Tamura there, the great Japanese trumpet player, and it was really unlike any other venue in New York and very intimate. And I was going to use the word reverential, but I don't mean that in a kind of a religious sense, but in a respect sense, you know, very fulfilling to hear music that way.
Mm.
You know, something else that's new for us this year is that we lost two board members last year, and it was very hard. It's been very hard. It's still very hard for me personally. These were close friends of mine and important people in my life, Roy Campbell Jr. And Laurie Frank, who were both the biggest supporters of Font from the very beginning. And so I thought, what can we do to keep their names in our memory, and not just their names, but the importance of what they did? So this year we have the first annual Roy Campbell Jr. commissioning grant, where we commission a young player to write new music to perform in the festival. It's been awarded to Igmar Thomas, trumpeter, who you might have heard with Esperanza Spalding, or boy, he plays in a lot of different contexts. The Revive Big Band.
What was it about Igmar that... he was chosen?
Well, you'd
this.
Have to ask the board, you know. Yeah. It is a democracy, and I just think, you know, with all of these awards in music, I always feel like, well, everyone should get one. So I'm the wrong person to ask, but I think Igmar, you know, brings a really novel sensibility to the music, aside from playing the instrument really well and having a warm sound and great ideas. He's also somebody who has shown that he can bring people together and make things happen and make projects happen. So on September 21st, Igmar will present the new piece that he's written for the Roy Campbell Commission at Cornelia Street Cafe.
Oh.
And then that'll be followed by a new project, a special project for this event called Trumpets for Roy. That's being organized by Lewis Flip Barnes, trumpeter, and myself. And it'll be 15 to 20 trumpeters improvising and conducting each other, creating new pieces. So that's both sets are on the 21st at Cornelia Street. Want to come with me every night, you know, and then maybe by the end we'll have a pack of like 30 people.
Yeah, a little posse. Yeah.
I'm totally ready for that. And I'm easy to reach through the record label website or through my own personal website. You can also go to fontmusic.org and contact us. You know, we are always interested in having more people involved in what we're doing and interested. And New York is great that way because there's no shortage of inspiring people around who know a lot. And I learn a lot every year when we do this. So in a way, that's my selfish guilty pleasure, is that by organizing it, I come into contact with a lot of music that I didn't know.
And that seems to be one of the highlights of the festival, that it's a showcase, sure, you get to see a lot of different music, but you get to learn something. You get to come out of the experience with something that you didn't necessarily have before. You know, you experience something new. And if, even through these grants or through some of the workshops, there's always something new to be gained here. It's not just...
There's like a loud band playing it. We're recording this at WNYU. Thank you very much, Brandon.
Oh, you're welcome, of course.
And it's a great studio. But there's also a band playing next door, which actually they sound really good. They don't have trumpet, but the music is nice regardless.
But anyway, it's as I was saying, it's something new and it's a new experience that you can really come out of there learning something and feeling good, hopefully, too.
You know, I mentioned honoring Roy Campbell Jr., who passed. Well, Laurie Frank, who was my teacher for over 10 years, passed last year. And a bunch of her close associates, friends, family, started a Laurie Frank career education grant. And they've raised $10,000. And every year they're going to pick a young trumpeter and award them this grant to be used in any way the trumpeter considers worthy for their education. It's a great, great thing. And it keeps Laurie's name out there. And her message was so important and so wonderful and full of love and hope. And so... This year, the trumpeter Riley Mulherkar, who you might have heard as a member of the Westerlies, he's been chosen as the awardee. And on September 20th, he's going to present a set of his music, followed by John McNeil Quartet with Ethan Iverson. And John was the co-author of Laurie's book and also... probably knew Laurie as long as anyone I know of. And John is also, as you may know, kind of a hilarious guy, like a really funny person. And so he's the person that introduced me to the technique of Carmine Caruso, which led me to Laurie Frank. And I'll never forgive him for it. Sorry, John.
Thank you.
how does one get involved in this? So whether you're a trumpet player or you're just inspired by the whole idea?
Well, like you said earlier, this Festival of New Trumpet Music, it's really a platform to help people do what they want to do. So I think we're very easy to reach, and we're very welcoming to anyone who wants to be involved. But also, we're about helping you do what you'd like to do and get to where you want to get to. So I think, you know, people demonstrate their interest and their activity by doing. And I sort of feel like I try to keep my ear to the ground to hear people. We're doing, I'm kind of going chronologically. I keep trying to come back to the dates on the festival because it's so rich. But September 22nd, there's a night where three great trumpeters are doing solo trumpet and electronics sets.
So and three different sets?
Three different sets. It'll be, everybody will play like 30, 40 minutes. And it's Eric Biondo, Graham Haynes, and Shane Ensley. And they all use electronics in very different ways. Yeah. And it's going to be at Rockwood Music Hall. And I'm, you know, I'm so happy that that's even happening. And I would say maybe 10 years ago, if we had tried to do that, we would have looked around and gone, okay, who's doing anything?
Why do you
but
say that?
But now, well, because it wasn't as prevalent as it is now, you know, these three guys are really deeply embedded in this concept of using the trumpet as a sound source through electronics and manipulation through acoustic phenomena. Electroacoustic. That really blew me away when we started doing it is I became aware of these different little, I don't even want to use the word genre, but, you know, little areas of style, maybe, or areas of approach. And one of the things that I kind of had not been aware of was this, some people have called it lowercase music or, you know, super minimal music where everything is super soft. And some of the people that have been doing it, and you know what, now it's some years later, people have moved on, but, you know, Greg Kelly, trumpet player from Boston, Axel Dorner in Germany, Peter Evans and Nate Woolley were doing some of this, and I brought this to the board and one of the guys said, wow, that's so cool. So these guys, they go out and they play as soft as they can all night. I said, yeah, I guess that's kind of the idea. And he said, well, we should do a show where everyone goes out and plays as loud as they can all night. It takes all kinds.
Yeah.
And I said, what gig isn't like that? No, I didn't say that. But Every year there's new things that come along, and I actually heard Graham Haynes playing with his electronic rig a month or two ago at Littlefield, and was really inspired. I had never heard anybody do it quite that way before. I don't know what Shane Ensley is doing, but he's the trumpeter from Kneebody, and I know it's going to be great. Eric Biondo, you probably know, is like a freak of nature, like a human beatbox plus a sequencer, organizer, all to himself, and I know it's going to be brilliant. So that's September 22nd at Rockwood. We're doing a show that I've been trying to figure out how to do for several years, a brass band beat show. So it's going to be like a party brass band show. No BS Brass from Richmond, Virginia, which maybe you've heard of. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Kick-ass band. And then Banda de los Muertos, which is a Norteño Mexican brass band of people living in Brooklyn. And then a new concept, an Afro Brass Assembly that's being put together especially for the festival by Jordan McLean and people from Antibalas and the Afrobeat scene.
This is great.
And it's going to be at Littlefield. It'll be a party. It's like a fantastic night of celebrating. And, every time I hear these brass bands, I just laugh my ass off because they're playing so hard. And so it's so great. I love it. And then the 26th is American Brass Quintet, along with the Practical Trumpet Society, which is Gareth Flowers and Stephanie Richards and a lot of other trumpet players. And they're playing a mixed program of American Brass Quintet commissions, premieres, and the John Zorn piece, and some new music from the Practical Trumpet Society. So that'll be a very special show. On the 27th, we're doing the new school, which is the partner school of Manus. Mm-hmm. And we're doing a round robin improvisation night with only trumpeters.
Duets?
And they're all either alumni or faculty of the new school.
Wow.
I know. Amazing, right? Yeah. And yeah, they're doing the round robin duets thing that Search and Restore has been putting on around town. I was really inspired when I did it at Town Hall, and I thought this would be a great concept. So that's happening on Saturday, September 27th. And then our final day is at St. Peter's Church in the afternoon.
Great, bro.
The panel and the Vespers service with American Brass Quintet. So it's a lot of stuff. You know, we could use your support. If you'd like to donate, go to fontmusic.org. There's a donate button right on the front page. It is a nonprofit run by musicians, for musicians. You know, we get some support from the New York State Council on the Arts, and we've had some other funding over the years. But it's, of course, you know, always a struggle. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook, all the usual places. But I just want to say that it really, you know, people ask me very often, why are you doing this? And I think it's a service, and I'm in it along with a lot of other musicians, and I believe in community and teamwork, and that's why I would ask people to join us.
Well, there's a lot going on that week, or those 12 days. If there's one thing that you would want to see, wow, or want to hear, what would it be?
Oh, wow. Jeez. Really? Oh, I don't know. I want to hear it all. That's why I'm not taking any work during the festival.
Hmm. So maybe that's the thing.
I'm very busy. You know, I'm running a record label. I run a record label called Greenleaf Music.
Right.
And I'm on the road with my quintet and also with Sound Prince, a quintet that I co-lead with Joe Lovano. And our record is coming up in October on Blue Note. I've been doing a lot of duo playing with Uri Kane. We have a record called Present Joys. And I feel like devoting a good portion of my attention and work to this festival every year is one of the most fulfilling, enriching, and joy-bringing things that I can do. I guess, you know, the fact that we're celebrating Roy Campbell and Laurie Frank maybe would be the things that most fill my heart about this festival this year.
Beautifully said. I'm really looking forward to this. You got a heavy lineup.
Thank you. So, yeah. We'll figure, you know, each night we'll figure out what diner we're going to meet at for dinner beforehand, and then we'll take off from there on mass transit.
That sounds great.
Thank you.
Thank you.